11, clean, cleansed by the word of God. Because they repented, because they submitted their lives to Jesus, and in the same time, there's one different of them from them. You know, nobody from the people around them could figure who is the one. Even the disciples themselves. At that time, they asked everyone, who will do that? Who will betray the Lord? Who will do that? And I believe that one of those who asked this question was Judas himself. Because the Bible said that all the disciples do the same and said, who is this? Who is he? Who is he? And I believe that pretending that he do not know, Judas said the same. Who is he? Who is he who is going to betray the Lord? You know, people could not figure who is real and who is fake. Always the expert. We need an expert to tell us whether this thing is real, is genuine, or fake. And the only one who can understand our hearts is the Lord himself. Because of this, he make the 11 in one team and make Judas by himself different on them. Now, we have to understand that some of us are cleaned by the blood of God, of the Lord. But some of us still need to be cleansed by. First of all, Judas was not clean. The Lord said that he is not clean. Okay? Secondly, he was not redeemed. Because you know from the story, from the account, we can find that he killed himself before the Lord went to the cross. As if the Lord wanted to say to him, you will not live to see what I'm going to do to my redeemed ones. This is like some of us, until today, they are not redeemed. They are Christian by name, they are Christian by families, they are Christian by attending the meetings and the assemblies, but they are not real Christians because a real Christian should be redeemed. What does it mean? It means that I come back with repentance to the Lord, asking him to change my life, to set me free, to let me live the life that he wants me to. He did never do that. So he was not clean, he was not redeemed. And thirdly, and I think once more the Lord is warning us, he didn't hear the warning. The Lord warned him by many ways. First of all, as if he want to say to him, I know everything, and I know what you are going to do, he said, some one of you will betray me. He knew well what's his plan. He was thinking many times before that, and he knew well what he's going to do. So at that time, when the Lord said to him, someone will betray me, I think it was a warning to him. And it was the time that he come back to himself and said to himself, what am I going to do? I don't have to do that. And sometimes let me once more, as if the Lord want to say to us, it is very, very dangerous to neglect the warnings of the Lord. When you find sometime something said from some speaker speaking to you in the meeting, as if he is reading what in your mind, don't ask yourself who said to him, who told him. Don't say this is for another one, but accept it as some warning from the Lord himself. He is telling you that you are not clean. Your thoughts are not clean. Your limits are not well drawn. You're. When he warned you from some things in your life, please accept his warning. But the Lord then warned him once more. When John asked the Lord, who will going to do that? He said to him, the one who will give him the piece of bread. Okay? And he gave the piece of bread to Judas himself. Sometimes the warning will be very close to me. The warning will be something happened with me. I'm about to make some accident. I'm about to be in some danger. Something with me personally. The Lord is trying to tell me that you are in a danger. You have to understand what's going to do. What are you going to do? But he didn't accept the warning once more. And one, the third time, the Lord said to him, I know everything. Judas, go, do whatever you want to do, and do it quickly. He has three times warning, but he didn't accept this warning. Lastly, I can say that he lost everything. You know, I have a question, but I need to be sure that you hear me. I want to take a photo for them and show them what they look like. They play hard today, eh? The playing time was tough, it seems, eh? Who's awake? Who's awake? Who's awake? Good, 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 good. Yes, that's very good. Thank you. The question is, and this question is for smart people. Okay? This question for smart people. I know all of you are smart. Okay? Did Judas mean and intend that the Lord will be killed? Did he imagine, did he think, did he put in his consideration that the Lord will be killed? Yes or no? Why? He betrayed him. He went to the priests and said to them, I will give him to you. And he knew that they are going to kill him. What do you think in his mind? There's something I was about to think that he knew well that the Lord will die, but at the part we read from Matthew 27, we hear that when he see that he was condemned, that means that he set to the death, okay? He come back to himself. I think, in my opinion, he think that the Lord will do something he did many times. Many times they try to catch the Lord. They try to push him from the mountain. But all this time, the Lord didn't accept that. They don't allow them to do that. Because we have to understand well that nobody led our Lord to death. He went to death by himself. He delivered himself to death. Judas saw it not one time, more times that people came to catch him, to try to kill him, and he didn't allow them and go, okay.
I have a question. In the passage that you read, it says when Judas had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, he repented, and he brought again the 30 pieces of silver.
Okay.
In verse 4, it says that he said, I have sinned in that I was betrayed. So can you please explain why he is...
His repentance is not acceptable.
Why?
I will tell you why. Because he repented in the wrong place for the in front of the wrong people. Okay? To repent, I have to go to the Lord and say to him, I have sinned. This is what David did. When we spoke about, did you read Psalm 51? Who said, I have sinned to whom? Not to the priests, okay? Judas said, I sinned. But he said that to the priest. They have no forgiveness. They can't forgive him because he didn't sin against him, against them. He sinned against the Lord himself. So it's some sort of fake repentance, okay? So at that time when he see that his plan is not working. He planned that he will take the money and the Lord, as usual, will not allow people to catch him, and then he will be okay in every aspect. He will take this, do this, and do that. Sometimes we can't make both of them. We have to take our decision. Sometimes we have to leave things. Sometimes we have to abide things to be with the Lord. So I can see here that he was not clean. He was not redeemed. He did not hear the warning. He lost everything at last. And let me tell you something. Even the money he collected from the priests, he didn't left it for his children, because he returned it back and lost everything, even this bad money. You know, if you betray the Lord for some sin, some particular sin, if you do something against him, you will lose everything, even this sin itself. Even this sin, you will lose it on one day, and you will lose everything with this. Let me speak quickly about John, and then I'll give you the time for decision yourself. John enjoyed the changing of life.